Hello and welcome to Finch Shorts Daily. In today's episode, we will give you an explainer on stablecoins and the crypto winter. Before we start today's episode, we have a quick announcement from the team at Finch Shorts. We have recently launched a new endeavor called Ditto Insurance to help people purchase health and life insurance for themselves and their families. Ditto comes with a spam-free guarantee and we answer your queries free of cost, even if you don't buy insurance from us. So head over to Ditto Insurance now for unbiased, personalized insurance advice. The link is in the description below. Before we begin, we have to admit something. We are no experts on cryptocurrency, stablecoins, or any of these new age financial instruments. But the bloodbath in the crypto world is too big to ignore. $200 billion of crypto wealth wiped out in just 24 hours. That's insane. So we put our heads together this weekend to try and simplify what's happening. Yes, it's going to be very, very simplistic. Maybe even too simplistic and miss a lot of the nuance. But even understanding a teeny tiny bit will help us seem cooler at the next cocktail party, right? So let's get right into it. What on earth are stablecoins? Let's say you're someone who loves the idea of crypto as a medium of exchange. You want to be able to buy and sell things using the magical powers of cryptocurrencies, but you know that traditional cryptos like Bitcoin won't quite do the job for you. They're volatile. One minute, it could be worth $40,000. A few minutes later, it's at $30,000. This is too much turbulence. And that's where stablecoins comes in. If somebody told you that they're willing to take your dollar, park it in a bank account, and extend a token or a receipt in return, you could in principle use the token to transact with people. And if this token promises anonymity and a decentralized, borderless ecosystem, that would be great, right? So people began working on a new cryptocurrency. A cryptocurrency that made a very lofty promise. Our token will always be worth $1, come what may. And if you feel like it, you can just hand the token back to the company and we will pay you back using a dollar. In principle, it's basically pegged to the dollar. It sounds simple, doesn't it? But how do these crypto companies even promise such a thing? Well, just like we described it, you give them a dollar, they park it in a bank account that's regulated by a central bank, it's safe, and it will always be backed by hard cash. It doesn't just randomly derive a value based on public perception. Instead, you know there's real money backing it. And so people began using stable coins as a medium of exchange. They didn't have to rely on the actual dollar anymore. And the most famous example happens to be Tether, or the USDT. The founders of Tether have stated unequivocally that every token they've ever issued is backed by a corresponding dollar they have stashed someplace. It's a different matter altogether whether they actually hold this reserve. But the point is, their promise has convinced enough people to use Tether rather liberally and its popularity speaks for itself. But there's another version of these stablecoins, one that uses algorithms. In this instance, there's no dollar backing the cryptocurrency. Instead, the company says, hey, here's our stablecoin, but instead of dollars, we'll back it up by this other cryptocurrency that we are creating. And trust us, we'll honor the commitment of pegging the stablecoin at $1 always. But how can that be? How can you promise that your stablecoin will always be worth $1 when you're backing it with another imaginary item you whipped out of thin air? Well, this is where things get complicated. So let's look at this through the lens of Terra or Terraform Lab, the company that's at the center of all the mayhem today. Now back in September 2020, they decided to create a stablecoin and called it Terra USD or UST. It soon became one of the largest coins in the world, and by May 2022, they had issued tokens worth $18 billion, and if the stablecoin promise were met in its true spirit, there would have been $18 billion in a bank in the US. Except, that wasn't the case. Like we already noted, it was an algorithmic stablecoin. So instead of being backed by cash in the bank, it's backed by another cryptocurrency, Luna, a coin created by the same company. And to make sure they give it a semblance of stability, they begin with a simple assumption. 1 USD is equal to 1 Luna is equal to $1. You have to believe this. Once this assumption is met, they let Luna trade freely on the exchange. Demand and supply for the coin will ultimately decide the price. If people think Luna is worth something, they will bid the price upwards. And if they think Luna is worthless, they will beat it down. So technically, its value could go from $1 to $10 or from $1 to $0.10. But this isn't about Luna. It's about the stablecoin Terra or USD. And for a stablecoin to work well, it has to be pegged to the dollar. Meaning, if someone holds 1 Terra, they should always receive $1 worth of Luna. And whenever Luna trades at a value less than a dollar, say $0.10, the company will issue 10 Lunas for every USD that's in circulation. And if Luna trades at $10, then they'll burn excess Lunas to make sure stablecoin holds its value. But what if one day people wake up and think, hey, this Luna thing is pretty useless. What if they stop believing in the fairy tale? Well, that is a problem. In fact, at that point in time, the company will have to keep creating more Lunas just to ensure some semblance of stability for USD. And if that doesn't work, then the whole thing will collapse. They call it a death spiral, kind of what happened last week. A few days ago, people lost faith in the currency and its ability to function as a stable coin. It didn't just happen randomly. Something triggered the sell-off. But the end result was pretty ugly. Luna's price tanked by 99.9% from over $119 to $0.00008. To keep up with the fall in price and ensure stability in USD, they had to mint more Lunas. In fact, the number of Luna tokens in circulation went up from 343 million to more than 6.5 trillion in just a week. But no amount of algorithmic hocus-pocus was going to help. It's like when Zimbabwe tried to prevent an economic crisis by printing more money. Once you lose faith in the system, your currency is as good as craft paper. And in this case, the USD was as good as dead. Like Luna, its value collapsed too, from $1 to below $0.15. And while we don't know what precipitated this avalanche, we do know that the crypto community is pretty shaken by all of this. They are now beginning to question the entire idea of stablecoins, even the ones that are supposedly backed by actual dollars. Because the thing is, nobody has seen these reserves. Take for instance, the other stablecoin we talked about earlier, USD Tether. The company kept telling everyone that they have enough reserves with a 1:1 backing, and yet they haven't released audited statements, no actual proof that the reserves exist, and deflected serious questions repeatedly. And when journalists went looking for this stash, they came back with more questions than answers. So really, you have to ask, is the stable coin really stable, or is this just one massive Ponzi scheme? You tell us. Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.